Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala Allahu ta'ala fil Qur'an Majid wal Furqan al Hamid. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qad aflal mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Sadaqallahu al-'aliyyul 'azhim. We just try and do about half an hour, just the balance of the sabak that we have got, and then inshallah we'll do practical salah inshallah. Alhamdulillah, we have come to that part where we coming to the end of our salah. We're sitting in qada, we read our tashahud, and we realize that tashahud is actually we endorsing our declaration with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we believe firmly that there is nobody for us besides Allah, and we declare firmly that Nabi Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala islam is Allah ta'ala's servant, Allah ta'ala's special messenger. So in order to reach Allah, we have to follow Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala islam. And that person who builds his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that person is like a king, because any problem he got, immediately he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should build, that is the actual object and purpose of namaz. And daily, if a person like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that whenever you perform namaz, just think that this is my last namaz. In other words, realize this is my last moment of my life. So every aspect of my life I must improve. And then our namaz will be improving all the time. So we have come to that part now, that we have made our tashahud. We're coming to end of our salah. Then in order for our salah to be accepted, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind, Allah has put durood in our salah. So we should send durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as we explained, durood actually means that oh Allah, send your special mercies upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as you have sent mercies upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his family. Because Allah Ta'ala, innaka hamidun majid, you are very praiseworthy, most honorable. So Allah Ta'ala, when Allah Ta'ala is full of praises, his beloved servants also, Allah loves that they are praised. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his kindness, accepts our ibadat. So durood should be part of a person's life. It is the we are totally indebted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam for granting us all these gifts. So a person should see that durood is on our tongues all the time. And similarly, Allah sends special barakat and blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his family, as Allah Ta'ala sent upon Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and his family. Allah Ta'ala is most honored, Allah Ta'ala is most praiseworthy. An important aspect here, Buzurgs have taught us that one is love and one is lust. Lust is a person got ulterior motives, ulterior desires. And generally today we are mistaken with what is love and what is lust. Even with our own wives, sadly, we're supposed to be loving them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just when we got lust and desire, then we are praising them. After we finish our fulfill our desire, then we don't even turn and look at them. Whereas that is not the teaching of Islam. Islam teaches us before also, even if you want to fulfill your desires, and you want to fulfill your lust, then first they talk to them nicely, there's foreplay, there's afterplay. And if you do this for the pleasure of Allah, all that making love with your wife is written in the account of making love with Allah Ta'ala. So we should understand, love is outgoing. Love is not something that you want in return. A beloved does for his beloved because he loves that person. So here, when we send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of extreme love for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't think that we're going to get in return, we're doing a favor to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No. But in return, Allahu Akbar, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies to our salams. Allah sends there so many blessings. As our Hazrat explained, over 50, 60 rewards you get in return. You buy for 1 rand and you get 60 rand return. Where can you get that? So durood should be part or on the tongue of a person. And then we came to the end, the part that a person who is coming now out of his salah, and he has to make salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Before we come to that part, we have been taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that at the end of salah, make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And realize, and here Hazrat is taught, first we'll just mention this part which is written in the kitab here, that now when you're coming at the end of salah, now make your salam when you're leaving a person's home, you're leaving an honorable person, now you're going out with respect, and move out with respect, in other words, make proper salam, etc. And your salam of namaz is, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. That munfarid ko chahe ke bewakti salam ke farishto ki raman katibin ki, jo uske dani aur bhai hai, naya niyat kare. Aur mukta. So when a person is performing namaz individually and he says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and the sunnat way of salam is to start from the middle. You start your salam Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Turn your head full. That is, not your chest. Your head must turn full and look at your shoulders. Our Hazrat says, sadly, we don't need some of us, like proud people, we don't even turn our head full. Or some of us, moving front and turning our head and seeing, oh, Ahmad Bhai is there, I must still collect my parcel from him. He's still owing my 200 rand. Oh, who's here? We are not, Allah Ta'ala did not send us here to take roll call. That's the work of the Malaika. They are taking our roll call. When we enter the masjid, they take our roll call. And when it's time to pass away, they will remind us that you used to come to masjid. Remember that, read your tashahud, read your dua, read your kalima. So we are so fortunate. So we should, and Allahu Akbar. Modern science are researching about sunnats, and they're just getting a glimpse of the benefits of sunnats. Today, medical science have come to know that the best exercise for heart is just to turn your head full to the left and to the right. To the right, to the left. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful namaz. Is not an exercise. Namaz is not anything that we do for our health reason. Namaz is a great spiritual gift, but in there it's a whole package. That our deen also gets made, our dunya also gets made. But that is we perform our salah properly. So in namaz also, when you make your salam, you have to make intention that there are two faristas here, and these are the CIDs of Allah Ta'ala. When we go, and any, if the receiver of revenue have to send their men, and they say, today we're coming to visit your shop and check your books, you tell your wife, make that best samosas, and make that kind roast chicken. And when they come, you behind them all the time, and you saying, what can I do, what can I give you, all that. But sadly, the faristas, the CIDs of Allah, we don't even look at them when we make salam. Our Shaykh teachers are so beautiful, even a small boy, he will come greet a big Mauli Sahab makes salam with him, but he's looking somewhere else. He'll go home, he'll tell his mother, he'll tell his father, what kind of Maulana? He don't even look at me, man. He's making salam, but he's not looking at me. So we should be making contact with this. And remember, they are there. And one great benefit, Hazrat says, when you look at them, you'll realize that the hidden system of Allah, which is above the system of the world. The world is just an outward system that we think it is running by people. It's not running by people. It's running by the command of Allah. So when we look at the malaika, we'll realize the ghaibi system of Allah, the taqweeni, the dead system of Allah, which has got no choice. That a person, you think you're going to start your car and I'm going to this place, everything is in order. But if Allah decided you can't reach there, you will never reach there. So that is what we learn in tashahud. Put our trust only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you put your trust in Allah, you can be an ordinary, humble servant. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there are many such people in my ummah. They look like ordinary beggars. But law aqsamta ala Allah la barra. If they take qasam on Allah, Allah will make their qasam come true. So this is the contact we have to build in namaz. So a person who's reading namaz alone, then he makes niyat of kiraman on the right side, katibin on the other side. That is the farishtas that are writing our deeds. And if you're performing namaz behind the imam, then what niyat you should make. Aur muqtadi jo imam ke piche barabar aur daani taraf wale muqtadi aur farishton ki niyat kare. Aur isi tarah bhai taraf ke salam mein imamat aur bhai muqtadi aur farishton ki niyat kare. Aur jo muqtadi ke imam ke daane hain, daane salam mein muqtadi aur farishton ki jo usse daane hain niyat kare. Aur bhai salam mein imam aur muqtadi aur farishton ke jo uske bhai taraf hain niyat kare. Isi tarah jo muqtadi ke imam ke bhai hain aur jo muqtadi ke daane taraf kinare saf ke daane salam mein farishton ki niyat kare. Bhai salam mein imam aur muqtadi aur farishton ki aur farishton ki aur muqtadi bhai taraf ke kinare wa ala hazal qiyas. Allahu Akbar. So yeah, he's teaching us that if performing namaz in jamaat, if a person is right behind the imam, then when he makes salam, then you make niyat of the imam also, and all the muqtadi is on your right side. And you make niyat of the angels also. And make niyat, there might be pious jinnats in the stuff also. So make niyat for all of them. And when you're making niyat and you're making salam to the left, then all the muqtadis make, if you're right behind the imam, you make niyat of the imam again. And all the muqtadis on your left side, and all the malaika, and particularly katibin that's on your shoulders. So just niyat we should make in our mind. But let us see, and when you make salam, you're actually telling a person, from my side, I give you guarantee, I won't harm your honor, your respect, your wife, your children in any way. So one salam we make with just niyat, all our jealousy, hatred, everything will disappear. All our fights will disappear. But we're making salam so much, yet we come out of masjid, we still look at one another with a bad eye. If not with the eye, in the heart we still got daggers. So just salam will cleanse our heart. What is namaz? That is Islam. That it will cleanse our heart. And then the contact with the malaika, and the contact with the unseen. Not you traveled in 1 minute, not 100,000 kilometers. You traveled beyond the space. And you travel to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this contact we have to build, so this niyat we have to be conscious about. Then in the end we are taught, here he says that the end, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, is sunnah to read a dua, uske dua parni sunnat hai. One dua comes in a hadith, Allahumma anta salam, wa minka salam, tabarak ya zal jalal wal ikram. Ya Allah, tu hi salam, tu hi hai salam, aur ka tujh se hi hai salam, aur barkat wala, tu aisai buzurg aur bakshish ke. That, oh Allah, you are the one that is an embodiment of peace, and you give peace, and you give blessings, and you are very, very honored and most forgiving. This is one dua that comes in the hadith, but the sunnah dua that was taught by the greatest teacher, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught namaz to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And at the end of namaz, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him that after Durood Ibrahim, then read this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, wa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, faghfir li maghfiratan min indika, warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. And what a great dua this is, that Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I have oppressed myself terribly. I've done a great harm to myself. The teacher, the greatest teacher, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest ibadat salah, what a great action, and the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Can we imagine their namaz and their contact with Allah? But yet at the end of namaz, what we are learning, that realize where is Allah's greatness. Allah's recognition is beyond our imagination. But as you get a glimpse of Allah's greatness, you realize, Allah, you are so great, you are so pure. In my namaz, I was unattentive, I wasn't focused, etc. And our namaz, so we beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And this is a sign of a true servant. After any good work, not that I did something. Alhamdulillah, even if you say it in the form of shukr, but shaitan is too clever. He knows how to bring pride in our heart. In the form of shukr, he'll say, shukr, I said 40 days. I went 40 days in Jamaat, 4 months. You must see there what we did. You people at home, you must have spent your Ramzan, but when we sat there in itikaf, the programs, we can't explain. No, we must ask Allah whether it's accepted or not. That, oh Allah, I didn't avail of this opportunity. I didn't. So after every ibadat, the sign of abdiyat, namaz is to bring humbleness in a person. That a person realizes, I'm absolutely nothing. And after every ibadat, if a person realizes, I couldn't do that ibadat the way Allah wants. And oh Allah, please forgive me. Wipe out all my faults. And please, oh Allah, you forgive it. And keep it by your amanat. Allahu Akbar. If we put our deeds as amanat by Allah, that deeds Allah won't put, that if somebody has claims against us, we made ghibat, etc., they take our good deeds. That is trust by Allah. Allah will keep it for us. So a person should realize at the end of namaz, that a person realizes, I made the biggest sin. That is why after namaz, you make salah, you read the dua also, that Allah caused the biggest oppression. So please, faghfirli, innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. Besides you, who can forgive me, O Allah? You gave me the opportunity to come in your court, and you know my ins and outs. You know what I was thinking, you know where I was looking, you know all my glances, but O Allah, you so kind. mind. You please forgive me, O Allah. So beg Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. After every good deed a person does, we should be begging forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is what namaz has to bring into myself and all of us. Abdiyat, that humbleness that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed, that I am just an ordinary servant of Allah. When I sit to eat, I sit on the floor and I eat. I eat with my fingers. Today we want to be a finished namaz. We're supposed to have abdiyat, but we want to sit like lords on the table and eat. And eat with fork and knife and leave all the leftovers. And we don't want, we say you must leave something in the plate that it looks honored and respectable. That is totally against our deen. We have to learn our deen. Like for example, the jahalat in certain villages, in other countries, etc., that to different extents. One is that a person, in the villages, they have this belief that if you take the name of your husband, talaq will fall. That, on the other hand, with us here, with the Western culture, you just take your husband's name. A wife just calls her husband by a name, which is disrespectful. A wife should not call her husband by a name unnecessary. Like a child shouldn't call his father by his name unnecessary. But if somebody asks you what's your father's name, then you should know. Say that that's my father's name, Ismail, Abdul Rahman, whatever. So here, this woman in one village, she had this belief that if I take my husband's name, talaq will fall. And now she had a problem because her husband's name was Rahmatullah. Now in namaz she have to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. If she's going to say Rahmatullah, then talaq is going to fall. So her son's name was Kunia. So you say Assalamu alaikum Kunia ki abba. So if we don't have correct knowledge, we put ourselves in total danger. And to have knowledge also is to put us on the path, not to debate with people and not to show that I'm somebody. So we shouldn't go to any extremes. Respect, we should adhere that the wife respects the husband. Don't just take the husband's name and just today it's just you call the husband anyhow. And that's why we see no respect left. And Allahu Akbar. Today even we must advertise everything. A woman's name also, your wife's name should not be advertised. Today on our number plates it's all advertised. So we don't, that is why we come here to learn this. You won't get in kitab, this you'll get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this important aspect we should realize at the end of namaz, a person realizes, oh Allah, you gave me this grand opportunity I did not appreciate. And when a person realizes this, and you realize what namaz is, and you get the benefits of namaz, now see if anybody will miss namaz. Somebody will pay you 10 million, don't go for your fajr. You'd say, keep your billion also, I don't want it. I want to be there by in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end of all this, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal Sahib is telling us that, remember, and in the hadith, says in the hadith, sahih riwayato mein ye dua aur hi qadar maskoor hai. Say other duas also mentioned at the end of namaz, that normally in maktab also we have learned, Allahumma khfirli, that dua also. So a person can read that also, but this is the sunnah dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu, try and read that dua. چاہنا چاہیے کہ جو یہ بندہ پانچ وقت پر بیچ درباد ایسے بادشاہ علی جا کے بے منت اور احسان کسی دوسرے کے حاضر ہوئے کہ سر فراز ہوا تو پھر لازم ہے کہ جو اپنے مالک کے سامنے اقرار کر آیا اس پر قائم رہے. یہ نہیں کہ پانچ وقت پروردگار کے سامنے ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین کہا ہوئے بعد اس کے کسی اور کو پوجے اور وقت مصیبت کسی اور کو پکارے اور مدد چاہے. اللہ اکبر. This is very important. He says now when Allah has given you this great opportunity without anybody's ihsan, Allah didn't make that anybody favored you that you have to open a door, that no, now because I'm the guardian, I gave you permission to enter the court of Allah. Allah gave us open invitation and a grand invitation. And when Allah has done so much favor upon us and we have come in the court of Allah being honored by Allah and we acknowledge, oh Allah, there is nobody for us besides you. Over and over we said La ilaha illallah, La ilaha ghayruk. Then we read our Surah Fatiha, we read our Surah and we said Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, oh Allah, only you do we need help, only you will turn to Ya Allah. We are totally indebted to you. We are sarapa muhtaj. But that should be part of our life. Namaz should bring this in our life. That any problem now come to you, immediately you turn to Allah. Not now a problem come, the first thing you're thinking, hey, now some small accident happen, is my insurance, have I got my insurance? Or I have to just phone my lawyer. No problem. Get contact, but first turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately you don't need a musalla, you don't need a masjid. In your heart, Allah knows your contact. You have to go to doctor also. First make dua, Ya Allah, take me to the right doctor. Let him diagnose me properly. Let him give me the proper medicine. Oh Allah, you put the cure in that medicine. So we have to see that we are firm. And that is what Allah Ta'ala give glad tidings. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, summa istaqamu. That person who says, Allah is my Rabb, and he remains firm. What is connection with Allah? Allah Ta'ala will send down malaika to greet him. And especially when he leaves the world, he'll get honor. So this is important, this istiqamat, very, very important, and this is what we have to learn over and over by the contact of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says it's necessary, lazim hai ke jo khuda se dua kare, ke ihdina sirat mustaqim, to usko tahqeeq kare ki sirat mustaqim ki raah raza mandi haq tabarak wa ta'ala ki hai. Kya hai? When a person says, oh Allah, put me on the straight path. Now a person has to find out which is that straight path. And very easy to find out. Allah said, Sirat al-Ladina Namta alayhim. The path of those people we have favored. That is the Anbiya, the Shuhada, the Siddiqeen, the very pious servants of Allah, and the pious servants. In today's time, the Salihin. So just follow in the path of the Salihin, the pious servants of Allah. Then you'll be on the straight path. Not generally we think that, no, I'm okay, I perform my namaz. How we performed it, we're not even worried. Whether we're doing the right thing, we're not even worried. But no, I think, no, I'm on the straight path. No, you have to know what is the straight path. That is important. And the whole exercise of namaz and tasawuf, Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully, that ma'lumat ku ma'mulat banadi. That what you have learned, make it part of your life. Namaz is to become part of our life, this connection with Allah. So myself, all of us, we have to see how many years I'm making salah. Is my connection with Allah Ta'ala building? But the moment some problem comes, I become despondent and I become depressed. And what is happening? Allah Ta'ala says, لِكَيْ لَا تَعْصَوْا عَلَىٰ مَا فَاتَكُمْ. You don't have to become despondent upon something that left you. That Allah has decided it's good for you. You turn to Allah. You ask for afiyat and salamat. Any problem, turn to Allah Ta'ala. But don't become despondent. Allah is fully aware. And what Allah does is only good for you. There's no time to go in more detail than that. But a person should understand and see that our connection building with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Then Allah Ta'ala has been so kind. Allah has given us an extra salah, which is called a witr salah. And witr salah also, it's almost the same category like faraz, but just one lower category, because the proof is almost the same, but it's not absolutely as firm as the proof of faraz salah. So it is not a faraz namaz, but in practice, it cannot be left out. It is like a faraz salah. And this is, to see how careful our elders and our fuqaha have been, that what Allah Ta'ala has determined as for us, keep that on for us. And what is on a slightly lower level, keep it on that level. But the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, every aspect of deen, even a mustahab, Allah will get happy, they do that. Today we think, oh, it's just sunnah, it's just, and just that word, just. One person went to one buzurg and he was explaining about sunnat. He said, Hazrat ji, yakin yes, sirf sunnat hai na? Hazrat says, yes, it is only sunnat, but your tone is kufr. They don't regard any aspect of deen as light and leave it out. Nabi sallallahu Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا. Then that one zarra, one iota of good, you'll see it on the day of Qiyamah. Then you realize, why did I leave it out? So this witr namaz also very important, a very great blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Sufi Iqbal Sahib mentions here, aur kamal-e-shafqat se is bande ke waaste parwardigar ne teen rakat namaz witr mukarrar farmayi ke jiske ada karne se banda apne khali ke samne aziz ho jata hai. That out of Allah Ta'ala's extreme kindness, a person, if he doesn't know the value of namaz, he says, oh, five namaz, now another extra namaz, how? But when a person knows the value, he just wants more and more. Then you want to know how to perform all the other namazes, like we explained, tahajjud. Then you want to know about awabin. Then you want to know about charj. Then you just enjoy. Pious servants, Allahu Akbar. Great kings, Harun al-Rashid, every day, extra 300 rakats, nafal namaz. So where we stand in the line. So this is out of Allah's extreme kindness that Allah Ta'ala has given His servants, this is according to the Hanafi Mazhab, that three extra rakats of witr namaz Allah Ta'ala has established. And this is that a person becomes more honorable in the court of Allah. Allah wants to honor us more. So it's not that Allah is putting a burden. Allah is giving us extra honor. That you enjoyed your faraz namaz, you want more. Allah says, never mind, here's another witr namaz for you. And namaz witr wajib hai. Namaz witr is wajib. Aur qawl sahih ke aur dua-e kunut padna teesri rakat mein ruku se pehle qiraat ke peeche wajib hai. This is according to the sahih narrations that according to the Hanafi mazhab, namaz of witr is three rakats and it is wajib. And after that, in the third rakat, then a person, teesri rakat mein ruku se pehle, before you go into ruku, you lift your hands, like how you make Allahu Akbar. Lift it up to your ears, drop it, hold it how you keep it in namaz, and then to read this dua is also necessary. Allahumma inna nasta'inuk wa nastaghfiruk wa nu'minu bik wa natawakkalu alayk wa nusni alayka al-khayr wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka wa nakhla'u wa natruku man yafjuruk. Allahumma iyaka na'budu wa laka nusalli wa nasjudu wa ilayka nas'a wa nahfidu wa narju rahmataka wa nakhsha azabak inna azabaka bil kuffari munhik. This dua is a very, very great declaration that we make into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ke Allahumma, O Allah, iyaka na'budu, madad chaate tujhse, we only seek help from you. Again the reiteration, iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Our tawheed, our oneness, that, O Allah, we are totally dependent on you. So every split moment we need your help. Iyaka na'budu, iyaka inna nasta'inuk wa nastaghfiruk, or tujhse, or bakhshish chaate hai tujhse, and we seek your forgiveness, O Allah, or wa nu'minu bik, and iman aaye humse tere, ha humse sa tere, and we brought firm iman, we bring firm conviction in your existence, in your being, in your qualities, in your execution, that there is nobody like you, O Allah. Wa natawakkalu alayhi, or barosa karte hai upar tere, and we put our firm trust in you, O Allah. Wa natawakkalu alayk wa nusni alayk al-khayr, aur tere aur tareef karte hum teri, and we praise you, O Allah. All type of praises belongs only to you. Every good is only from you, O Allah. So if that is the case, wa nashkuruka, aur shukar karte hum tera, aur wa la nakfuruka, aur nahi inkar karte hum tera, that, O Allah, we appreciate all your favors, and we are indebted to be appreciative to you, and we don't deny any of your favors. And here Hazrat has explained that 1 minute in the company of the friends of Allah can change your life. One person, 30 years of his life, he was reading this dua by mistake, not knowing. Instead of saying wa nashkuruka wa la nakfuruka, he is saying wa la nashkuruka wa nakfuruka. That, oh Allah, we don't make shukr to you, and we disobey you. We deny your favors. And 1 minute he sat in the company of the friend of Allah and he learned the dua is this way. Then he realized, oh, 30 years I had to make tawbah. And like Hazrat says, when we learn our namaz properly, then many people ask our Hazrat, that so many years I read namaz, I thought I was not reading. Must I repeat all that namaz? No, your faraz will be made ada. But now realize we have to improve our namaz. And don't think my namaz is already improved. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi said, when a person thinks I read the best namaz of my life, then that is your worst namaz. Every namaz you realize, I faulted. I need to better myself. I need to better myself. And this is how a real servant of Allah is. Then another important point in this dua kunut is that we're telling Allah, وَنَخْلُكْ وَنَخْلَوْ وَنَتْرُكُ مَيَّفْ جُرُكْ. Or door karte hai aur chhod dete hai hum usko kisi ko jo nafarmani karte hai tere. That, oh Allah, we remain far and we move away, we leave that company of those people who disobey you. In other words, those people who don't want to listen to you, whether it's my family or anybody, we cut off ties with them. Very important to realize, this does not mean that if a son is disobedient, or you're going home, now you came out of itikaf, your wife is still not in parda, you say, now I cut off my ties. You don't want to wear parda, talaq. No, it does mean, here it means that itikadi, a person who goes into wrong belief, now he is becoming a Shia or is doing some wrong. Now you tell your son, you don't want to come onto the right belief, then you go your path. But if your son is disobedient or they still not listening, then have talimitum. If you're going to say, get out of the house, the boy is going to go more further. He's going to become a wreck and a havoc to society even more. No, what kindness, as we learn in front, the tariqah of our pious servants, what love, what kindness. Have talim at home. Be kind. Buy an extra gift. Explain to your wife. Don't just go with the iron first. Now I'm a big Sufi. I came out of the Khanka. Or I just came out of 40 days or 4 months. Now deen must be firm in my house. No, what love, what kindness. So those that are far from deen, make them close to us. And befriend them. And make them show your kindness. Then guide them onto. Don't just separate from them. But the part of the non-Muslims, don't become close friendship with non-Muslims. That we associate so much with them, not just the business friendship, but now we invite them to our weddings. They're there in our nikahs also. They're there in our mayats also. We go to their mayats where azab is descending, and we're there also. No, pay your condolences, not on that time. There is, Islam doesn't say you can't pay your condolences to them. But we have to keep our limits. Otherwise, we will fall into their way of lifestyle. And we see our lifestyle today. Hazrat says, anything they got in their house, if they put artificial flowers in their bathroom, we also must do it. Because in non-Muslims, they put frames in their house, we just put Islamic frames. But Islamic frames, and beneath that, we got the TV. So park Allah's name and beyond filth and dirt, and then we say jadu in the house. Filth we brought ourselves. So what else we want? So we have to bring our lives into order. So this is very important that a person realize, you don't associate with your family members if they are disobedient. You bring them close. But if they go off the line of proper aqaid, then a person like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they showed that even in the battlefield, as long as my Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, his son said that, oh my father, you came under my sword in the time of the battle of Uhud, but because I regarded you as my father, I spared you. Hazrat Abu Bakr said, oh my son, I was looking for you. If you came under my sword, I would not spare you because you didn't believe in Allah at that time. So Allah Ta'ala give us this jazba, this reality. وَنَتْرُكُمْ أَيَّ اللَّهُمَّ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Again, O Allah, that teri hi. Ay Allah, tujhe ko hum poochte hain, aur teri hi namaz padte hain. That, O Allah, we only worship you, O Allah. And we only make your ibadat, Ya Allah. We only make salah for you, for nobody else. And thus we should see in our own heart, is our ikhlas coming before we leave our home, only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only salah, whatever we do, now this consciousness, I'm walking, I'm talking, whatever I do, is Allah happy with me or not? This consciousness has to come in our heart. That the reality of the Ramandi of Allah, وَنَسْجُدُ وَإِلَيْكَ نَسْعَى. And O Allah, تیرے ہی نماز سجدہ کرتے ہم اور تیرے ہی طرف دورتے ہیں. That O Allah, we bow down, we prostrate to you. That is the greatest honor. That salat is miraj of a believer. Oh, 5 times a day we are allowed to get the closeness of Allah. And that person will be running towards Allah when he gets the closeness of Allah. When he gets the marifah, the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah out of namaz, in namaz, how will be running to Allah? But today, sadly, we don't run to Allah because we have got spiritual diseases. Let's do our treatment and see how a person will now run towards salah. وَنَعْفِدُ وَنَرْجُوا رَحْمَتَكَ. اور تیری ہی طرف دوتے اور ہم خدمت کو حاضر ہوتے ہیں اور امید رکھتے ہیں تیری مہربانی کی. اللہ اکبر. And now Allah, after we ran to you and we made sajda, we performed وَنَحْفِدُ, now we eager to serve you even more, Allah. And we have hope that you are going to shower your mercies upon us. We are servants, we don't deserve anything, but Allah will shower His mercies upon us. وَنَخْشَ عَذَابَكَ إِنَّ عَذَابَكَ بِالْكُفَّارِ مُلْحِقٌ. اور درتے ہم عذاب تیرے سے مقرر عذاب تیرا منکروں کو لگنے والے ہیں. That, oh Allah, we fear your punishment. Because we know just who, those people who disobey you, your punishment is very severe, it's going to take them to task. اب بننے مؤمن کو چاہے کہ اپنے دل کی طرف ذرا انصاف سے رجوع کرے کہ یہ سب اقرار جو ایسے حضور کے وقت میں سامنے اپنے مالک کے کرے اور معافی کی اقرار کے عمل میں نہ لاوے, پھر روزہ جزا کے وہ کون سامنے سامنا لگا کہ اس کا ہار کے سامنے جاوے گا. Now a person should be true to himself. Be faithful to yourself that I have made such declarations in front of Allah. In my namaz, in my witr salah, and I said, O Allah, only seek your help. I will be true and obedient to you. I will obey your commands. You made such claims. Now, is my action is my action according to that, or it is contrary to that? If that is the case, how am I going to stand in front of Allah on that day of Qiyamah? This reality has to come in front of that most powerful Allah, who is very merciful, but Allah Ta'ala is very powerful. That Allah will say, you said you worship me, you only trust me, but you put your trust on your lawyer, you put your trust on your medical aid, on your insurance. So we have to check our reality and make tawbah and change our lives. It won't happen overnight, but let us start moving in that direction. Iman faqad qarar, ikrar hi ka nahi hai. Iman is not just to say with the tongue. Iman has to be settled in the heart. Balki ikrar saath yakin ke chahiye. As we explained, that yakin, that conviction has to be building all the time. Every namaz, this conviction must be reiterated. It must be built. Ke samar uska amal hai. And what is the sign that this conviction is coming in the heart? You'll see the fruits of it. Now you're eager to practice. Now you're eager to follow deen. You're eager to follow sunnat. Somebody tell you this is sunnat and you realize I was doing the wrong way, immediately you'll change. No arguments, no big stories. اور عوام جو اس بات سے بے خبر ہے خاص کو واجب ہے کہ ان کو آگاہ کرے کہ جو منہ سے اقرار کرے اس کو عمل میں لاوے. And Hazrat says it's very important that the ulama, mashayikh should teach people, the general public who are unaware, that think iman just we read the kalima, I'm a Muslim. And how I love, it doesn't matter. I read my namaz, and this is the Western way. They want to show us we all love the same. But when it's time for your prayer, you go to the masjid, we'll go to the church. But after that, business, weddings, all we do the same. No, our deen is a complete way of life. We must be totally different. They must see that way and they must come into deen. Allah give us this reality. Just one important point he explains here with regard to dua kunut, which he explained part of it. Dua kunut mein nakhlau wa nakhlau wa natrau parkar, jo ikrar kiya jaye us par amal ke baare mein akabirin ka tarz amal hi qabile taqleed hai. He says in dua kunut, which we have mentioned, wa nakhlau wa natruku. Nakhlau means we separate and we leave out those people that are disobedient to you. And as we explained, disobedient in beliefs, not disobedient. He says we should follow the trend of our pious servants, of our kabirin, and this is our way. Follow our trend of our elders in every aspect of our life, even in our dressing. Very easy. Look at our pious servants, what type of kurta, what type of topi, then follow that way. Otherwise, we'll see they are different. Islam. One is the clothes to sunnah dressing, which has come from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, right to our elders. Our elders, Mawlana Sayyid Khan Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mawlana Abrahul Haq Sahab, all our elders, visited Haramain Sharifain over and over, every year, Hajj, Umrah, but they never changed their dressing. There's one is an Arab kurta, one is an Islamic, closest to sunnah kurta. One is there many other ways. So if we want to follow the closest way to sunnah, follow the path of our elders. In there is goodness for us. And our elders used to follow their elders. And this will lead us to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we shouldn't just go and see what the others are doing and we change our lifestyle. Like Hazrat says that, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that the British came to India to take away our deen and our culture. People saw them doing something which is just unintentionally they did. They started following their lifestyle. So we shouldn't blindfold follow any other lifestyle. We should follow the lifestyle of our elders. And what was the trend of our elders in this aspect? When somebody is off the path, he's not following deen, he's not a namazi, even your wife, even your child, then the actual way is, Alhamdulillah, apne apne akabirin ko Quran wa sunnat ka aisa aashik paya, jisko fana ka darja kehna chahe. He says, we are very fortunate, our elders, we saw them, that they gave their lives for Quran and sunnat. So if we follow their life, we'll be following Quran and sunnat. We won't be following any other part that you say you're following your sheikh. Your sheikh is following the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So don't be overtaken what people say. Wo Quran hadith ke ruh aur mafs ko jaane, and they knew the essence of Quran Sharif. And they knew what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Isliye unka amal gagam. Goya kaam ka shari hai. That
That is why their actions are like the shariat that was taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So very easy for us. Just follow the life of the pious servants and we have got no problem. We say today we don't know who to follow. Follow as far as your spiritual matters is concerned, have your sheikh. As far as your masail, have a pious mufti and he will guide you. So there's no problem. When you want to go doctor, we don't say which doctor must I follow. You find the best doctor. So according to your heart and stick to that doctor. Then see the benefit. Buzurgo ke amal se malum hota hai ke fisq wa fujur to unko intihai kalbi bezari hoti hai. One, we see our pious elders, any person committing sin, they feel it terribly in the heart. They feel a great pain, it goes through great pain in their heart. But what is their action outwardly? They don't just grace that person. They don't say, my son, you don't want to read namaz. Yes, you encourage him. You're not reading namaz, you're not listening. Get out of the house. And the kicking out of the house. No, you have to explain to him, have talim, we don't have talim in the house. And it's 3-4 minutes. So this is the practice of the pious servants. We think we want to put things straight, but we don't know the method. We have to learn the method from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin pustak wa pujar se huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki ummat mein hone ki wajah se unki islah ki umeed aur koshish mein zahiri qata taluk nahi karte. That they see if they hate the sun and this person is involved in sun, but because he is part of the ummat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is a sinner, and how we can make him close? That is why Maulana Abrar Laksab Rahmatullah used to say, you want your children to come on to deen, no matter how they dress, even they got punky hairstyles, jeans, just bring them to sit in the company of the pious servants. The pious servant won't say how you look, let them just sit few times, automatically you'll see, they start changing. They realize that no, this is the right time. So we also should learn what hikmat, what kindness, what love, and who you can say, when you can say, how you can say, all these things we have to learn. Allah give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. Especially when it comes, khususan jab ke ek dusre hadith mein yaha yabjuru ke bajaye yakfuru bhi aaya hai. That in a hadith it has come clearly that not just that person who makes who sins, but yakfuru, that person who makes kufr, then you cut off ties with him. Then you cut off relations. Like what non-Muslims, we shouldn't have close relations. You can have dealings, etc., but not close bosom ties with such people. بلکہ طریقہ تبلیغ کے ایک عام عذاب حکمت سے کام لیتے ہیں. But طریقہ to the method of passing on the message of deen, to make tabligh, etc. Quran Sharif has taught us, اُدْوِ إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. That call one another to the path of Allah. What wisdom, what kind words, what goodness, what encouragement. So we have to encourage our wife also. She doesn't listen, don't say, I'm telling her 5 years, she's not listening. No, keep on. We have to keep on telling them. And like our Hazrat says, that our Dada Sahib says, I tell this person, he doesn't listen. He won't listen. Then you are making kufr, because Allah Ta'ala says, wazakir, keep on reminding. That reminder is beneficial. 99 times he didn't listen to you, stop smoking. The 100th time it will click his mind and say, no, I should. But what kindness, not even if she say you are nag, you keep on telling me about namaz. Now use another way, buy her something, say, if you wear this burqa, how nice you look. You know how you look, I'll fall my head over heels for you. And if a wife tells a husband, when you keep a beard, you know how you look. But today, we don't encourage one another. Husband wants to keep a beard, wife say, you know, like an old man already. You telling the wife, I can't go with you to town with this burqa. No, we should encourage one another, and what kindness. Then see, Allahu Akbar, how beautiful our lives will come. Albatta islah ki umeed na rahe, aur na farmani karne wala, tamarrud, istighbar aur inkar par data hua, data ho, to usse qata taluk zaruri samajhte hai, aur us waqt books billah ka izhar. But when you see he is becoming totally stubborn, now they are becoming adamant, they don't want to change, they just want to go on that trend. Now you show your anger for the pleasure of Allah. Now you cut off ties with that person. Now you disassociate with that person. But keep on trying. Now when that person now he says, I don't tell me about deen, then it's dangerous. Now you stay away from such a person. Yahan ek zaruri tambih hai ke ghalba e hal mein kisi buzurg ka koi amal na to qabil e itiraz hota hai aur na qabil e taqleed. Yeah, one very important aspect, that certain servants of Allah, certain buzurs, they are in a different condition of heart. They are overtaken with Allah. So anything they see, they'll just take people to task, or they'll just disassociate, then you don't follow such buzurs. follow those buzurgs who are in the normal state, and they will teach us how to follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, ya alhamdulillah, mashq ke azbaq khatam huye, to jab namaz mein is tarah mashq mein lega, to khuda ki madad se namaz haqeeqi hasil ho jayegi. So alhamdulillah, we have come to the end of these sabaks, but if a person practices and does his mashq every day, when we go home also, tell our wives or some friend that see my namaz. Outwardly is my namaz correct? And then check our inside. Are we making our zikr? Are we coming regularly to the masjid? He says, if you do this regularly, you'll see the reality of namaz will come. And the reality of life, and then that consciousness, Allah mujhse razi ho. Is Allah happy with me? What I'm doing, I'm dressing, is Allah happy? How I'm talking, is Allah happy? This is what namaz have to bring. Or mukhtalif kisam ki haqeeqate, or marifate zahir hogi. And then you'll see reality is open to your heart. The more the greatness of Allah will open to your heart. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat will descend on a person more and more. And then you'll realize, as-salatu miradul mu'min ka yahi martaba. That when I go into sajda, what closeness I get with Allah, that is what is namaz is called, that a miraj of a believer. And a person gets closer to Allah Ta'ala. Maqsad, what is the object and purpose? Dunya wa mafiya ko chhod dena aur khuda se mil jana. That get disassociated from this world. Disassociated means you don't go, you leave your business, you leave your wife. In other words, whatever you do, Allah must be happy. How I'm doing business now also, Allah must be happy. How I'm dressing also, Allah, that is disassociation from dunya. Not you say, now I'm a big buzruk, no more I'm going to open shop now, no more I'm going to go wife home, no more I'm going to take my wife for shopping, no. Even you go to the shop, now you realize, I must read the fourth kalima, what wa hayyun la yamut, I must keep my gazes controlled. This is what it means. And you see, if your connection is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we have to beg Allah, why? Wallahu yazruku may yasha. Eh khuda, hamku, aur tamam dosto ko, aur tamam talibani haqku, is dawlat se musharraf farma. That, oh Allah, only Allah blesses whom He desires. So we should beg Allah, oh Allah, what your mashiyat, you please make our Islam. You please grant us your love. Allah says, walau la fadla wa rahmatu, ma zaka minkum min ahadin abada walakin Allah yuzakki mayin. If Allah doesn't desire, if it is not His fazal, His rahmat, His mercy, Allah will not purify the heart of anybody. Never ever. So we should be begging Allah's mercy, and the sign that we are sincerely begging, we follow the right path. Get connected to a friend of Allah. Start making zikr regularly. And after Ramadan, carry on this program and then see the reality. Eh khuda, humko aur tamam dosto ko aur talibani haqko is daulat se musharraf farma. Aur usme maut de aur utha. That, oh Allah, bless us all, ya Allah. Those that are seeking your path and seeking to get connected to you. So all the time we should be seekers of Allah Ta'ala. Let us be talibani haq, the true seekers. Never ever think that now I'm a buzurg. Now I reach a stage, then we'll fall like a hot potato down. Let us all the time realize, I'm still far from where I have to reach. And tell more to Allah. Let us love with your happiness. Let us die with your happiness, that you are extremely happy with us. And raise us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah in extreme happiness in the company of the pious. Bimannihi wa karami, bi hurmati Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahabi ajma'in. Only to Allah Ta'ala's special favor, Allah's kindness, through the sadqa of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his beloved family, his sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin. Allah give us the reality. We haven't done any justice. And wallah, whatever I said, it's not my words. It's only the what we have learned from our Hazrat in my very broken way. We ask Allah Ta'ala to His kindness, His fazal, with our Hazrat's special focus, to put this reality. Even if we haven't understand it, Allah can put the reality direct into our heart. That Allah put it directly into our heart, and we have this eagerness, I must correct my namaz, and I must correct my life. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.